Good afternoon. This is Monica with Family First Care. How may I assist you? Hello?
Can I have a call? Yes, hi, Monica.
Hi, how can I help you? Is this Cynthia?
My name is Trudy Brocky and Lewis. My children are trying to be caregivers for me, but they don't know, well, they seem not to understand the program and what's going on.
Okay, is one of the caregivers Etienne Lewis?
Yes.
All right, let me just look at their file. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for holding. So let me just see here.
Hello?
Yes, Trudy, I'm here.
Me?
Yes,
I can
hear you.
Okay.
So I spoke to Etienne about the onboarding requirements, and she seemed like she understood. She actually told me that you had informed her that you didn't want her to be the aide anymore, that you wanted someone else to be the aide.
No. No. I said to her that I had the option of having someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
I mean, is this something that you want to maybe speak to your daughter about? Because that's what she told me. And we went over all the requirements. She seemed like she understood everything. I even scheduled her an appointment to get her TB test done. She was going to get it done, but she didn't get anything done. And that's what she texted me this morning. So maybe it's a miscommunication between both of you, but that's where, I mean, as far as my understanding, she understood everything that needed to be completed. We went through everything together. Now,
and that was this morning?
That was this morning that she texted me, yes.
Okay,
now,
let me text.
Joseph, I believe, he's the one that I asked Etienne about because he didn't seem like he wanted to be an aide. Each time I called him, it seemed like he was confused. I went over everything with him. I scheduled him an appointment to get his TB test done. I told him it was blood work, but when I called him, he said that he thought it was a phone call. And I told
him,
no, it's not a phone call because it's blood work. He needs to go get his blood drawn. And then I spoke to her at the end. She said she was going to reach out to him to see if he's interested. He has not completed anything up to now. He never made it to his appointment. So I don't know where.
When was his appointment?
His appointment was on March 19th, which
his
was Thursday.
And her appointment was, she just never.
Ian's appointment was on Friday, the 20th.
Okay. Oh,
and it was in New York because she told me that she was in New York in her school. And before she went home, she was going to try to go to her appointment. So we scheduled it in New York.
Okay. Maybe she, I'll tell you what, let me try to contact both of them today. And I'll call you back tomorrow morning to make sure everything is on point. Okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.